reconnoitering from Delta. And by that I mean, as you're hanging out in the severe dry desert, what could you be looking for and what could you be seeing? So let's cover a whole section of western Utah. So what we have in the... So we're in the Basin and Range, and we're in the Great Basin. And by the Basin Range, we're west of the Wasatch Fault and its continuation down to the Hurricane Fault. And by the Great Basin, I mean we're in the drainage that's closed. So you're in the heart of this country, and it should look like a basin. It should look flat. It should look as if lakes are here. Let's see what we see. Places of interest. If you were to go straight north from Delta, you would be on the western edge of Great Salt Lake, kind of, sort of. You'd be at places such as Knowles or the road that heads to Rowley and Lakeside. If you were then to come further south, you'd be going through Skull Valley. And Skull Valley would head you into sort of the Twill Dugway Proving Ground. There'd be a bunch of mountains through there, ranges. You would cross the old Pony Express route at Simpson Springs. You'd see places, you'd see these ranges of the Basin and Range, and you would get into the bottom parts of Lake Bonneville and the Sevier sort of basin area, and you would spot some of these black mountains, some of which are ones like Fumeral Butte, which is directly north of Delta. The Pavant Butte is southeast of Delta, and Tabernacle Hill is so heading south from Delta. You see Clear Lake, and further south than that, as you're sort of approaching Fillmore, would be Tabernacle Hill. You might notice there's black rocks around here, Black Rock Desert. These are the basalts. So, and a whole bunch of these came out while Lake Bonneville was here. It's really kind of a neat story. And before and after, if you see the mountain cut by a Bonneville shoreline, you know that it was there first. If you see the sort of scoria, meaning the material that came out into the lake, you know it happened at the same time. If you see the lavas oozing across the Bonneville levels, the Bonneville sediments, then you know that it was after. That would be a good set of before, during, and after. So look for the black rocks as we're around. We're going to be heading to the land of trilobites, which is almost due west of Delta, but you have to go southwest before you can turn off and go to Antelope Springs and the Wheeler Amphitheater. So looking at what ranges were in, so big picture some more. We are at approximately the latitude of I-70 as it heads into Colorado. We're at on this loneliest road in the United States, this Route 6 and 50, that's heading into Nevada. There are remarkably few roads, but where they go takes you to really interesting stuff. We've got the topazes of Topaz Mountains. We've got geodes. We've got just a variety of things that the Millard County Chamber of Commerce would love to tell you about. If you were to head east from Delta, you'd have to go you'd have to get around the Canyon Range, and then you would be to route Interstate 15. So Interstate 15 if you're thinking of it from St. George to Cedar City and from Cedar City to Beaver. From Beaver, you get to Cove Fort, and from Cove Fort, you get to Fillmore. You could turn east at Cove Fort, and north of you would be the Pavant Range, south would be the Tushers. You would be heading towards Richfield. Remember, Richfield is on the Sevier River. And there you'd be seeing the Sevier Plateau. East of you would be the Wasatch Plateau. South of you would be a whole series of plateaus, ones that involve Bryce. So we have the heading going from west to east, the Markagunt, the Paunsagunt, and the Aquarius. And further south, the Grand Staircase, where we have the Kaiparowits and the Straight Cliffs. So that was just to orient you. Let's see what we might be able to see if we were here. So just reviewing what we're going to get from Delta. What could you go see from Delta? I mean, people say they love the big, bold, beautiful red rocks of Canyonlands, and I do too, but there's a subtle beauty to this territory here. From Delta, you really have some nifty bird refuges. And you'd say, why would that be? Well, this is an area with lakes. You're at the bottom of the line. So Clear Lake Bird Refuge is south of Delta. In Delta itself, there's a museum. And if you were to go north and west, you would get to the Topaz Relocation Camp of the Japanese during World War II near Abraham. It is a moving experience, in part because it is so outrageously barren. And it's so outrageously barren because indeed it is part of this basin territory with very little water. You could go looking for minerals. You can look for minerals. You can look for trilobites in Antelope Springs. You're dealing with the Confusion Range and the House Range. The House Range runs north-south and is east of the Confusion Range. And it has the trilobite territory. It's got Notch Peak is in the House Range. And there's some nifty passes of just seeing beautiful country. Let's see what else. So we've talked about Topaz, the relocation camp. We've talked about Topaz, the minerals. We've talked about the birds. And we've talked about, we haven't talked about the geothermal. I did mention that if you were to get to Cove Fort, which is on I-15 with a junction with I-70, there's a major geothermal resource because of hot bodies there. This is a mineralized zone. And the Tusher Mountains and the Pavants, they're of interest because they had lots of uranium, they've had some copper. And what they're finding is that this region may have even more potential for geothermal, particularly in the Delta area. At depth, I mean really deep, we've got faults and we may have hot bodies, and the two combined mean we may have the potential for high temperature geothermal, whereas most of Utah has low temperature geothermal. Don't forget about Sevier Dry Lake. They're actually harvesting some of the minerals there, some of the same minerals that are coming out of Great Salt Lake. I think they're going after potash. They certainly can go after NaCl. And we'll talk about that when we do Older Than, Younger Than. And that may be it. Oh, one of my favorite places is Crystal Peak. Crystal Peak is on the west side of Sevier Dry Lake. It's worth going to. It's just weird. It's got these sort of caves into this intrusive and extrusive. The rhyolite would be the extrusive. And you can find just so many quartz crystals. It's really pretty nifty. So just summarizing, you're in the heartland of the Great Basin. You're in the heartland of the basin and range. Therefore, you're in the territory of faults, basin range extension. You're therefore in an area that has a plumbing system that's going to have hot water. You're also in a mineralized belt because we've gotten far enough south. So you're expecting not only to have interesting rocks, you're expecting to be able to find them because there isn't any of that green stuff covering up what you've got. So places that you might want to look up And I won't give you the directions from here. I just think, just knowing that they're here. Ever wanted an Apache tear? Spore Mountain in Juab County. Ever wanted to have one of your oldest friends, a 500-million-year-old trilobite? Go where we're going. Fossil Mountain Wheeler Amphitheater in the House Range, Antelope Springs. How about if you're interested in sunstones? I haven't gone after sunstones. It sounds to me as if they're really by color, and Agate Hill in Juab County. But these are special rocks that, part of the reason that they're special is that it was special to make them, a certain amount of quartz in its various colors, but they've also been preserved. You're in an environment that doesn't kill off rocks. There are obsidian beds. There are the crystals of Crystal Peak. You're in a place where if you're interested in finding just
treasures
and gems, Millard County has them. Millard County also has, I think I mentioned, this fabulous set of birds. The Snow Goose Festival in the springtime is awesome. And I hadn't thought about how handsome some of these basalts can be. But if you wanted to see something that looked like your grained out Susan or your there are great faces around here, remember you're in the territory of faults, you're in the territory of extension, you're in the territory of very recent basalts. I think that does it. This really is the end of this one. Okay, next one is going to be Lake Bonneville story.